Blessings of light, and welcome again to the second month of the Astrophysics Spiritual Dynamics Training, Spiritual Enlightening Training, a Spiritual Experience Training, a Depth of Spiritual Light. And in that context and in that consciousness, we're going to delve deeper into the rainbow today. In this second month, we are attuning on the orange ray of power. Here in the deeper subconscious areas, in the dream states, in the states of your astral form and vibrational body, here is stored information and consciousness. Today we are going to add to the information to help to correlate all of this structure just below the surface of your consciousness. This particular encounter and month is called Color Your Life. And we'll be working with color awareness. Especially today, we'll be giving you color interpretations, the interpretation from the spiritual level of the color. All color vibrations go from black to white. And so you have a red that goes down to black and a red that goes up to white. And I don't mean pinks and these colors, I mean red that gets lighter, 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 or gets darker, 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 out from the center of the you in both directions. You are to stay centered so that you have power to see the movement and be able to stand firm within the golden mean in between, the mastery of the ray. You're actually learning the mastery of the rays at this particular time. So as you become more aware of the interpretation, you will see the truth of the interpretations. These are not something we've contrived. They have been understood before there was writing, before there was any man to hold this teaching, because it was natural within the understanding of the human when they first came. But getting bound up in our world and affairs, and you can see how you're bound up even in this day with all the material things, all the social affairs, the politics, all of the types of entertainment and religions and businesses is going on. There's a lot to take your attention and your consciousness away from the allness and focus you in a lesser place. So what we're seeking to do is not to be at the earthbound focus of the color ray, but to see what is the spiritual, the height of that ray as it is touching up into the white light, and how it relates to you and how it affects you. Now remember, you are receiving these rays of light over your nervous system. Whether you're conscious or not, auric fields are all about you. The auras of the people, the auras of places, the auras of things, they're all about you at all times, and you're moving through them, and you are touching them, and they're touching you. And this touch is, at the parasympathetic level, is a light touch. And so we're going to concentrate on that level, the deepest level, the most subtlest level of consciousness. That light touch, where it is touching you, because at this very subtle level, it is a basis of the form of your actions in your mind and in your emotions and in your body. And so when you're at that light parasympathetic level, you have power over the sympathetic, the autonomic, and the conscious level that deals with the outer world. As mystics, we are seeking to now get control of our consciousness in an extraordinary way. We're asking for the monopoly of consciousness. So the mystic is seeking to have two-thirds within. Now, you may not think of yourself as a mystic, but those that wish to be close to God, walk with God, talk with God, this is the mystic. Seeking to understand the awareness of the inner life, unveiling the mysteries of life to the truth and the love and the wisdom and the purity and perfection of the presence of God realized. And so we are seeking to have complete power in our minds, to have that one-third of our nature controlled. The physical nature follows the mind. The physical body and the physical nature and its actions follows the mind. The spirit is free. And so we seek to keep our spirit free, or set it free if it is in bondage. And we seek to have complete mastery of the mind, two-thirds of the power. We ask for that control. We seek to attain that control, and we do the practices necessary and the disciplines necessary to win the mastery of control of our mental bodies and the freedom of our spirits. We seek to be one with God. We do not want lesser forms to bind us. Nothing less than the totality of wholeness, of oneness, of total beingness in God, as God experiencing and conscious and awake of the presence of God, walking and moving in that presence. So the mystic power is mental control and freedom of the spirit. The rays of light come to us every day, and you are partaking of the rays of light. Whether you're doing this consciously or not, you are being bombarded daily with the rays. By your attunement to the highest vibratory level of those rays, you accumulate superior knowledge. Superior and supreme knowledge is not easy to attain, as you are bound up in transitory knowledge. Superior supreme knowledge is infinite and eternal, while transitory knowledge of the outer plane is constantly changing. Knowledge of your body is constantly changing. Knowledge of your emotions and your mind, of your psyche and your individual creativeness. This is constantly changing. You as an individual are consciously changing. But you as a spiritual being have been the same from the very beginning. You have the totality of the oneness within that divinity, which seems to be separate, but is still a part of the wholeness, the oneness of God. In this lesson, for this attunement to the inner world, to the mastery from the mind, there are several things we're going to ask you to do. We're going to ask you to refrain from watching television, reading newspapers, reading magazines, any non-truth literature. Stop listening to the radio. What we are doing here, all of these communications is of mass consciousness. They're looking at the mass of consciousness or from some individual's point of view. The writer, the editor, the magazine committee, the ones that tell what's going to go through these mediums. Whether it is radio or television or newspapers or magazines, this information is contrived. But the worst part about it, it is about the past. It is constantly looking backwards and not forward in consciousness. So every time you're bound up in the news that you've heard that someone has done something, you are looking backward, and this keeps you from seeing forward. This may be difficult for some of you. And some of you may not be prepared to give these things up right away. But we say you must come apart from them until you can see them from a detached state of consciousness and not a reactive or compulsion state. Some people feel they have to do something right away by what happens. They have to take their prayer time and devote it to all those mistakes that's going on in the world. Well, you can cover that one time every morning if you pray for the world, for humanity, and all the living essence of life and expressions of life upon this planet. That will cover the newspapers and reports, the TVs, and you know how infallible they act to be, but how fallible they really are, because they do not give you the same information. You can turn from station to station or from newspaper to newspaper, and you will have another point of view of something that happened, and it will be a separate point of view from the totality of what happened, predicated upon the limitations of the viewer. We are seeking to open and clear the creative and constructive imaginations. We're seeking to pull you from the fantasy lines and waves that distort the images of the third eye. And so this is part of your foundation training, to give up these things, to give up this bondage to these things. The newspapers, the magazines, the radio, the television, and all non-truth literature. Now, what you can absorb yourself in is the reality of the presence of nature about you, to see your environment and see it clearly. Environmental consciousness stimulates and expands the nature of the heart. If you wish to win the heart and to open the heart, you must free yourself in the environment. Reading newspapers and mass media consciousness takes and binds you in your environment, sometimes giving you fearfulness to go places you would like to go. You no longer want to be bound in separation. Mass media binds you in points of view that are not the fullness of the experience. Naturally, we want to be forewarned. But I'll tell you, God is closer to you than all the mass media. God can talk to you and speak to you in your own heart and keep you informed. The things that God wants you to know will then come up in front of you. You will stop using your willful actions to try to decipher the world, and you will let the world unfold before you. This letting things happen is a master consciousness. It is a mystic power. The mystic knows if he wants a shower, he doesn't stand out in the middle of the desert. He goes where the water is flowing. This principle is very important to know. You have been in troubled waters. Most mass media dwells upon the negative aspect of things, so you have an overabundance of negative vibratory rates being permeated upon your auric structure and penetrating into your nervous system and causing this vibration to bind the soul to points of views, to limitations. We come to free the bondage. The mind must be totally free, and to get fixed in someone else's point of view without having direct knowledge is a foolish way, and you can easily be misled. You want direct, open consciousness. Open and direct, absorbent. Your subconscious mind should be the great storehouse of value for you, not a garbage bin that everything is thrown into. It becomes more precious to you, your subconscious mind. It's like a computer where everything is programmed in. By using the rainbow bridge, you are correlating this subconscious mind. You are beginning to get into the depths of your conscious mind. When the conscious and subconscious mind become one, it is a superconscious mind. When you are free, you are superconscious. You seek to have freedom. Do not be bound by mass media. Read books of truth, of reality, the Holy Scriptures, material that will help you upon the path. Eliminate all irrelevant things. The Bible, the Gita, the teachings of Buddha, the Tao, many, many sources of beautiful information about God is available to you. Do you believe in God's Word coming through the Enlightened Ones? Study the Enlightened Ones' words, those that had experience in the area you seek to be developed in. If you are seeking to develop in clairvoyant areas, read the accounting of true clairvoyance. Do not be bound in someone's witness of what someone else is doing and don't know how to do it themselves. There's a lot of people can tell you a lot of things about a lot of things, but if you say do it, They do not have the experiential knowledge to assimilate and demonstrate. You must be able to realize things by recognition. You recognize them, then you realize them, then you assimilate and demonstrate. But without recognition, without realization, you will never have the power to assimilate and demonstrate. So if you are seeking healing abilities, supernatural powers, psychic abilities, higher consciousness, closer contact with God, read the truth literature of those that had the direct experience of those things and take it within your heart. There, in the fire of your purity and perfection, of your seeking to God, all that which is untrue will burn away. Put this information from all great beings into the cosmic fire, the pure white light in your heart. This will blaze free any lesser vibrations. Now, if you will all get a pencil and paper ready, I'm going to give you some descriptions of these colored rays on the rainbow bridge here. The rainbow bridge is red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet, gold, and white. This is a 9-level bridge we are using at this particular time. We started in the first month taking you up and down this bridge. Now we are going to be practicing ascension and purification of our higher abilities in God consciousness and walking in the kingdom of God. And so we're going to continue to go up this bridge now. And we do not want to come down. What we want to do is we want to go up and come out from a higher point of view, a higher awareness than we're at now. We don't want to be limited by the lower awareness and consciousness. Now that you have your pencils and papers ready, we're going to be giving the description of red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet, gold, white, also black and brown. So if you've written down your rainbow, write it down in this manner along. Probably being in the Western mind, you will put it over on this side. That's fine. If you are inclined, you can also put it on this side. If you want to, you can put it down the middle and write on both sides. The main thing is be comfortable. Put it down so you're going to be looking at it so you understand it. You may say, oh, he's turning things around here by putting it on the left-hand margin, when you're really used to reading from the right to the left instead of the left to the right. Well, in the Western mind, we read from left to right, and in the East, or in the Western mind, we read from right to left, and in the Eastern mind, we read from left to right. And there's some that read from the bottom up instead of the top down, you see. So you may be inclined to be pulled toward these other areas of consciousness. It means you have a connection there. The spiritual meanings of the color white. The color white, all of the other rays come out of this color white. Later on this month, we'll be describing this more clearly to you and how these rays do come from the color, the basic and the primary rays and the third or unifying ray. But in the color white, this attunes us to illumination, reality, purity, perfection, God, silence, realization, and power. Now let me give those to you slowly, and I'm going to be talking in between giving these so that you will have enough time to write them down. Is white illumination, reality, and purity? Illumination, reality, and purity. Illumination means that you realize something, not from a realization of any type of reflection, but from a direct illumination from the Godhead, from the sustaining power, from the purity as it is in its pure state. You see it without all of its ramifications. You see it in the pure essence of it. You have the basic substance to work from when you have illumination. And so illumination comes to you, then you have realization, and then you come into descriptions and all of the other forms that you want to use. But it starts illumination, realization, and it is coming down in vibratory rate. So illumination is realizing something at a very high vibratory rate, unfettered by lesser vibrations, uncluttered by details and ramifications that go into different directions. It's at the center of the pure essence, and it is in all of the ramifications. It's in all of the demonstrations and all of the ways that the particular illumination that is coming to you can be used. So illumination is beyond words, but can be described in words. Also, here we are talking about reality and purity, perfection, God, silence. In the reality, it means what is real, to define what's different from the real and the unreal. You're seeking to attune to the real of things. What is real? Not the illusions and transitory passings and phases of fads and fantasies, but the truth and reality of that which was in the beginning, that which is now, and that which will ever will be. That is reality. That's true illumination of reality, and that is the level of reality we're talking about. We're talking about that which is, was, and ever will be, and when we're talking this white light. So it is illumination, reality, purity, perfection, God, silence, realization, and power. Realization and power. We reach this point of perfection. Perfection is a perfect, relaxed state of grace. It isn't something that you can attain. It's something that happens through your practice. It is a result of an eternal condition on transitory life. You find perfection not in your body or your emotions or your mind. You're always perfecting those. Those are always subject to change. But in your heart, the purity and the perfection that's in your heart has been that constant innocence from the beginning, that innocence from the beginning. And so this white ray of purity is giving us an innocence again. You see, the little child comes in and they don't have a bunch of things written on their subconscious mind and in their knowledge already, in their experience and in the ways that they're looking at the world. Everything is new to them, and it's in that newness of that purity that we have illumination, realization, that we have these higher powers of the white ray. Silence, free from all vibratory rates. See, all of these rays have different vibratory rates. In fact, you know, they have different frequencies of vibrations that can be attuned to and actually projected. They have a machine that I seen demonstrated over the educational channel that a man is working with in New York. And he can tune this machine to send out so far in the air, and right in the air manifest a color, cause the ethers to vibrate to the point that it can physically be seen by directing a sound and holding that sound within a particular orb of expression. And so he can direct this to the center of the room, and he can change these colors, and they look like they're cloud-like movements there. And he can change them to different colors and as music plays. And so that's the way he was using it. Do you know a lot of things that start come out of a pure state of seeking to exercise our creativity? And so when you're in a pure state, your creativity has a pure state of flow. Your relationships have a pure state of flow. Your mind has a pure state of flow. Your body has a pure state of flow. You should put the white light all around your body, to the very cells of your body, that you may be illumined to the body level. And being the old cells are dying and new ones are being born, you must keep this attunement up so that the new cells get impregnated with the light as their old cells are dying and leaving. Because you can't expect cells that are already holding that light to pass it on to other cells. No, you have to impregnate the cells. So, see, you're getting free will every moment. And your choice is the light, to be a light worker. When the light is superior, it has power over the body. You see, Christ had the consciousness from light, and so the white is like Christ's consciousness. It's that purity, that sustaining power that has silence. Be still and know, be still and know. It's all aware. It sees the movement of all the rays, and it gives to all the rays. It sees the movement by being. You do to the least of these, you do to me. That is what the white light is saying. It says purity, perfection, illumination, realization. It gives you true power. You know, a lot of people wear black to get power. Black takes the identity of every other thing that's around it. White gives identity to all other things. The second color coming down this bridge is gold, the color gold. Now this is a translucent, shimmering gold that we are talking about here. This gold brings wisdom, self-mastery, realization, divine intuition, crown of humanity, love of light, spiritual power, and health. It gives you wisdom, self-mastery, realization, divine intuition, crown of humanity. It gives you the love of light, the beautiful spiritual power, and health. Understand this power of the golden robe. You know, some call it the golden robe when they put the golden light on. Just like when you put the white light on, you call it the white robe. You see, and there's some people walk in the white robe, some people walk in the gold robe, some walk in a saffron robe, some walk in an orange robe, some walk in a gray robe. You know, there's a lot of Buddhists that is staying on the play of consciousness that goes between dark and light so that they can be there canceling out the negatives that are trying to destroy the light. So the gold giving wisdom. Now, wisdom is the experience of knowledge, the experience of form, the experience of substance. And so when you have experience of substance, and it's not something you are remote from, you're looking at, but you are actually being, because gold gives being, then you have this ability to have realization of that substance by being it, you gain wisdom. And see, you are all things, and you're one in all things. And so you have self-realization of how you are in the earth and how you are in the water and how you are in the ethers and how you are in the fire and the air, how you are in all the elemental forces, how you are one with your brothers and sisters, how you're one with the group you're sitting in at this very moment, how you're one in humanity and with certain parties and points of view, ideas, persons, places, things, time, space, circumstance, heavenly things, beyond time, freedom, how you are one with God. Realizations come. So it's wisdom, self-mastery, realization, divine intuition. There are several levels to the intuitional area. You can have the intuition of your own knowledge. That's your psychic intuition, where you know something from what you've experienced or what's been experienced about you. What experiences that you have faith in and have heard about as well. All those kind of things bring you your intuitional awareness. But divine intuition says you have access to what God knows, what God's experience is, and what is being experienced from the very beginning when God said, let there be light, or sent forth the Om, or said the word, or created movement. You have power from that point to this point in this type of divine intuition. You know how everything works in divine intuition. There are no secrets. It unveils the mysteries. It shows you the laws of all things. Divine intuition shows you the laws. The laws tell how it works. The law tells you how it works. And so when you are working with your wisdom, you are working with how things work. Many people have the wrong context in mind of what law is. Wisdom, self-mastery, realization, divine intuition, crown of humanity, love of truth. Love of light, crown of humanity, love of light, spiritual power, health. The wisdom to know how it works, spiritual power. If you know how your TV works, you have power over the TV. And you remember when you first got a television or a microwave or some electronic device and you seen all those buttons on there and you said, I need a manual to figure this all out. You had to look at the book or someone showed you, push this, push that, touch this. In some way you got the instruction. But before that, the thing looked, was very confounding to you. But as you began to work with it, it became easier and easier. Now you don't even think about it, just push this, push that. And sometimes you're not even looking. It's just like when you first started driving, boy, you had to concentrate on pushing that gas pedal. And if you had a clutch, you know, working the clutch and the gas and trying to get those together, and you felt, you know. Now you don't even feel your legs and your arms when you're driving. You usually are just a pair of eyes going down. You're feeling everything going. And you respond by your feeling to the road and to the circumstances that you receive from the feelings of what you see and the feelings of what you hear and the feelings of what is touching you by other people's thoughts. Maybe somebody behind you pushing on the back of your head saying, hurry up, or, you know, or, hey, this or that with their mind. You're also getting those kind of feelings and picking that up. As the crown of humanity, as true spiritual power, you become aware of how things work, that they become very simple, that you just do them just like you do your TV or your radio or any microwave or any of the high-tech things. You might have a computer. Do you ever look at all those things on a computer? Well, when you first look at the laws and the wisdom and all these techniques we're showing you, it looks like the first time you ever looked at a computer, you say, oh my God, will I ever know? It must have been some genius that put this all together. Well, I'll tell you, the computer is only an outcropping of the same energy you have in you, the same consciousness you have in you, your subconscious mind. And everything is programmed in the subconscious mind. And as you write this down now, and as you are listening to me, and as you practice and study it, you will find it get clearer programming in the subconscious mind. But remember, those things that you want to hold, that you want to use next month and the month after and the month after, you keep attuning to those things. The things that you no longer want, let them go. That's power. That's health. See, to be restored to health in this golden ray is to be restored to your mastery, dominion, purpose, your discrimination, your power as a master. And so gold is the master's color. Wisdom, self-mastery, realization, divine intuition, crown of humanity, love of light, spiritual power, health. Now the violet ray, coming down this bridge, this is a very high vibration in manifestation. You will find that the lower colors have a lesser vibration. So it goes from this lesser vibration, because under the red, there becomes inertness. Black is inertness. And so it loses all vibration. But as you get closer to the white light, it accelerates vibration. So this is what we're doing. We're coming from this very high, pure, silent state into the acceleration of mastery into the higher vibrations of this violet. So the mastery of the gold is higher in vibration than is this violet. Now, if you concentrate on violet, you concentrate on your violet hues, you will find your vibratory rates raising up. As you concentrate on the violet ray, you will find your mind changing, your body changing, emotions changing. The violet ray is a high vibration. If you look at the violet and concentrate on it, and look at the color violet, and you close your eyes, this ultraviolet will give you a gold hue inside. If you look at the gold outside and close your eyes, you will see this violet inside. It's like looking at when the sun is very high, almost to the center of the sky, there's golden light coming from the sun, like at noon. That's why we attune at noon, we get the dynamic golden rays, which is health and power, you see, just as we just said. If you look at the sun just for a moment, if you've ever done that, and then you close your eyes, you know this beautiful violet's in there, this ultraviolet color, you see. So now you know what I'm saying, that these reverse polarities. So this is a shifting point in consciousness between the gold gives you a power of shifting here from your higher spiritual levels. So as you're coming into this vibratory rate of the violet fire, now we'll give the interpretation for this vibration. At the spiritual level, it's the love of truth, the love of God, it's consecration, transmutation, freedom, humility, divine zeal, and earnestness of spirit. The love of truth. You see, the love of truth, love is a rose color, actually. And truth is a blue ray, and so love of truth, you see how we get violet. See, love of truth, speaking the truth lovingly. See, this is violet. You're using the red and the blue together, you get violet. And so the components to this color is red and blue, and they make the violet. It gives a love of truth, a love of God. Oh, this love of God, love for God, is the passion of the body and the passion of the spirit, red and blue, coming together towards God. It's a very high vibration. When love and truth are together, vibration is lifted beyond just love and beyond just truth. See? It's also the color of consecration and transmutation. We're talking about the spiritual interpretation. Transmutation, freedom. Oh, this color gives you a freedom from bondage of the red and from the abstract, undefined forms of the blue. And it brings you to this correlation of balance of heaven and earth consciousness. When you're balanced in heaven, between heaven and earth, you're free. There's a freedom there. If you're too attached to the earth, you get bound. If you get too attached to heaven, you're bound. See, some like to be heaven bound, some like to be earth bound. You see, but the one that stands in between of these two and has both of these has a freedom, a spiritual freedom, a physical freedom that is beyond fear, beyond doubt. In fact, it's the opposite of fear and doubt. It's freedom. And so if you wish to get free from fear and doubt, casting want and misery out, know that all good supply ever comes from realms on high. Blaze the violet fire. Blaze that violet fire, and you will see a change in your life. As you blaze it in and about and through you, you're blazing them and transmuting. See, transmutation means like we can turn one substance into another substance. It's like a mutation, a transmutation. And so a mutation is an altered form from its original form. It's mutated. It's changed form. And so a transmutation is a higher changing of form. Not changing at the physiological level, but changing at the basic form, where it is touching spirit, where it touches matter, where spirit is in action. Spirit in action, the violet flame. And so it gives transmutation. It's love of truth, love of God. Consecration, transmutation, freedom, humility, divine zeal, earnestness of spirit. Humility, divine zeal, earnestness of spirit. Humility is important on the path. Do you know what humility is? Humility is to realize your individuality. Because as soon as you realize your individuality, you will realize you're separate from all other things. When you truly realize your individuality, there will be nothing but yourself. You'll be totally just aware of your own self. You will be self-conscious. You'll be self-absorbed. You'll be self-aware of self. Awareness, aware of awareness. Consciousness, aware of consciousness. You'll be in this higher state. In the truth of the reality, then there is no arrogance, because you see every other being as part of yourself, equal with yourself, not less than yourself. And so this equality gives this humility. Equality gives humility. See, when someone thinks they're better and they're not equal, that they have more than something, then they get vain, they get proud, you see. They don't have humility anymore. They get this, oh, I, me, and my, look at I did, how great I am, you see. And I helped this person, and I did this for that person, and it was so great what I did. You see, that is not humility. We don't want to hear those kind of stuff. Or I can do this every time, blah, blah, and all this bragging. You don't want to hear the bragging. Humility is stating the truth, reality, in action. What is really true, action. Truth, action. That's humility. Truth and action. Love and truth together. As one. Divine zeal. Divine zeal means the spirit is moving your body that you are enthralled with life, the life force of that beautiful power of the red ray virility and strength, along with that inner strength, that inner power you have from the blue ray, is divine zeal. You're out there doing it for the truth, for reality, for creativity. In this divine zeal, you find the action of your creativeness to give you success in the world. You know, some can be dwelling over there in the blue and have beautiful creative power, but unless you take action in it, in the world, you will never have success in the world. Don't be a daydreamer. Don't be a wishful thinker. Don't be praying without willingness to take action. And let that action come from that spiritual truth, from that inner strength, and you have divine zeal. That means you're coming for God's sake with a mastery from God. God's will is creating my action. You know there's no yellow in this violet ray. The yellow is eliminated here. So there's no room for your will and for your mind. Not my will and not my mind and not my thinking, you see. But my individuality is still clear and intact, even though I'm free from all the limitations of my prior wisdoms and knowledge. As we move along here now, I'm going to move a little quicker with these descriptions. Earnestness of spirit is the last in the violet ray. Recapping the violet ray, love of truth, love of God, consecration, transmutation, freedom, humility, divine zeal, earnestness of spirit. Indigo. Indigo is a vibration that takes all three of the rays back together. Red and yellow and blue, equal portions, make this indigo. It gives royalty, glory, exaltation, honor, magnetic attraction, success, unity. Royalty, glory, exaltation, honor, magnetic attraction, success, unity. The royalty. You as an individual are now walking and talking with the masters, the ascended beings in the kingdom of heaven. And you're walking with the angelic host in the kingdom of heaven. And all the beings that are part of the kingdom of heaven that may have never even walked through the human universe but have stayed in tune and at the throne of God. You are now walking in that unity. That's a richness of your royalty as a child of God. You are a child of God. And it's taking that position that I am the child of God. And it gives glory and exaltation, power, magnetic attraction. Aren't we magnetized by those things that have control of the physiological, the psychological, and spiritual worlds that have that unity in them? Aren't we attracted by unity and success, by honor and glory and exaltation? Royalty, glory, exaltation, honor, magnetic attraction, success, and unity. Success by having a physical action, a mental action, and a spiritual action. Success by having all three of the worlds moving in one. Blue. Blue coming down the bridge now. A high vibratory rate of our higher minds. The blue gives intelligent thought, truth, music, spirit, beauty, idea, peace, creativity, inner strength. Intelligent thought. See, not the erroneous flows of the mind. See, intelligent thought, truth, music. You know, there's a music going on in everyone. All your atoms are sounding, your very being has a vibratory rate. And as you get in touch with this blue, you may even start hearing your natum or inner sound. We'll tell you about that later in the course. But you will get in tune with this power because the natum has a power. You know, some people try to stop that ringing in their ears, but it really has a power, and you will learn about it later. And it has that's your access to the music, the infinite music of the spheres. Gives you truth, music, spirit, beauty, Oh, beauty is unfolding in you. It lets the beauty that's in you come out. Idea, peace, creativity. In that creativity, God has given you a talent, a creative talent, something that you can bring your prosperity with. See, creativity is the way to unlock prosperity. If you have no creative power, you will find yourself working for your money, doing things that you may not even like to do. When you're in your creative power and the talent God gives you, it's like playing in the world. It's like a dance in the world. It's like freedom in the world. And if you're still working, then you haven't released in you the talent God has given you. Do you recall back there when you were a small child, when you were about 4 or 5 years old, at that moment you realized there was some creative power? Did you realize that again when you were about 7 or 8 years old, and then when you just before you got into your teens, and then the world kind of took you away for a while, now you're back trying to get your creative power? See, we moved away from it. We have it within us. We have the desire for it in our subconscious mind. And if we don't fulfill this urge of creative power in us, the talent God gives us, then we feel frustrated in life. We don't feel fulfilled. We don't feel like we're really being contributing to the rest of humanity. Creativity gives us an ability to participate. And so that beautiful creativity in you can come out concentrating on the color blue, a high vibratory rate of the blue. The blue of a summer day sky is great for creativity. Sapphire blue is great for creativity too. So it gives intelligent thought, truth, music, spirit, beauty, idea, peace, creativity, inner strength. Well, when you believe in something, and you can hold that belief, I mean, see, belief is beyond just knowing. Without a shadow of a doubt, you have to believe. When you have that belief, when you have faith, you have inner strength. When you have faith in yourself and in your emotions and in your mind, in your knowledge, in your powers, your spiritual powers, your psychic abilities, healing powers flowing, when you have power in those, when you have faith in those, then you have inner strength. But you have faith in God. Green. Green is virginity, immortality, growth, aspiration, hope, balance, and poise. Virginity, like that newness before it has been diluted in its polarity, you see, before it has had some encounter with the opposite polarity. Like a woman losing her virginity or a man losing his virginity. You know, we don't usually think of the man losing his virginity, but he does too, you see. At one point, they lose that innocence of being a separate being, and now they've touched on the first unity. Because God gave man a woman, and gave the woman the man for unity, and to practice unity upon the planet. And you may not see that because in some of the nations, we have more divorce than we have marriage going on, and sometimes it's like a 3 out of every 5 is getting divorced. Over half the people are getting divorced that are getting married. They found it easy because they failed to practice unity. They practice their own individuality or their unity with someone else. You see, so that's how they lost it. So you lose this virginity, and they get. When you're practicing with one other, there's a purity that grows, an expansion that grows from these two. But when you, before that time, you have, remember that consciousness when you're in the green, you'll have recall of that time when you had that innocence of your individuality in that pure form before you lost the virginity. Immortality. You know, the green of nature shows us immortality of the trees. I mean, the leaves keep going, the leaves, the seeds keep dropping, so they keep recreating. See, immortality has the power of creativity in it, has the power of mind in it. It has a system of creativity. A system of creativity is like a tree. An oak tree is the system of creativity of the oak tree. The human being is the system of the creativity of the human body, you see. And we have a creativity in system that flows, and that's what the green ray has, both blue and yellow in it. So it gives immortality when the spirit is operating the system. See, we're talking, these are spiritual interpretations. Virginity, immortality, growth. You see that all the green is growing all the time. Even sometimes when we let the bread lay around, there's some green stuff grows on there, right? So there's growth going on all over the place. Sometimes we don't like some of the growth, the mold and things that grow. But within us, we're always growing. What it means by growing means that the cells that are being reproduced is more than is dying. See, then you have a growth cycle. But if more is dying than being produced, then you have a death cycle, see? And then you die. So if you're growing in sales of information and knowledge in a particular area of power, and more than you're losing in that area, then you have a growth there, you see. So virginity, immortality, growth, aspiration, hope, balance, poise, aspiration. The heart turned upwards. Hope. You know what hope is? It's truth in the mind. I mean, you really think the truth. See, you're not thinking one thing and knowing the truth something else. See, knowing is having the mind and the higher mind, the lower and the higher mind, balanced. And that is done at the heart area. And so hope in your, don't never lose hope. See, hope is a magnetism. It draws things to you. And it brings a poise and a balance. So when you stay in hope and you stay in poise and balance, you can't do one of these aspects of the ray without having the others there as well. See, realize like that you have a substance here, and the substance all one color. But I can take this substance out and form different things out. Like I take a piece of clay and I can shape it like a car, I can shape it like a face, I can shape it like a flower, I can shape it like the grass, or any kind of shape I can shape this like, shape it like numbers or letters, you know, geometric forms. I can do anything with this substance. But it's this basic substance and it can do all these other things. That's what the ray is like. It's a basic substance, and then you can do all these other things. It's saying with the green, you can do virginity, immortality, growth, aspiration, hope, balance, poise. So you can always return to your pure state. You don't have to stay in delusion. Yellow ray. The yellow coming down now, almost at the end of this line. The yellow ray is reason, logic, thinking, intuition, wisdom, and will. Now we're talking about the spiritual interpretation of this ray. That's the high vibration of this ray. It gives us reason and logic. Reason and logic is very important for the analogy of things, for the who, what, why, where of things, to look deeper into things. Now you notice there's no, which says alternatives. See, that's a lower part of the yellow ray. And so we're seeking to be at the higher ray. There's no alternatives at the higher part, but there are alternatives at the lower part of this ray. Reason and logic are superior to alternatives. You have superior knowledge in the yellow ray by reason, logic, thinking. You know, thinking is a beautiful quality that we have. Do you think the flowers think? Do you think the animals think? Now they don't think. You see, they're responding out of instinctive mind, out of conditioned reaction. They do not think about, oh, what I did last week with so and so. They don't think that way. They can't make up systems. I haven't seen any monkeys make a watch. You see, no dogs have made any computers yet. You may teach one to push some buttons there, but they are not a thinking being to have the refining of mind, to have the definition that comes from thinking. Thinking, clear thinking, gives you clear definition and preciseness to and detail to your knowledge and to your ideas. Intuition. Now this intuition comes from a thinking, and you're drawing up what you know out of your subconscious mind and out of your psyche. That type of intuition. Wisdom here is the ability to experience your thinking and experience your reasoning and your logic. Here we then gain wisdom in this area. And it's willpower. You wish to clear your willpower, get out in the bright sunshine for a while. Get some nice bright sunshine yellow around you. It dispels negative thoughts. The high vibration of that brings up your willpower. You may have been trying to do something and not having the strength to do it because of having weak will. Well, when you have good will, you have confidence, You have strength of your mind when you have good willpower. When you have weak will, you lack confidence, you lack strength of the mind. The color orange. The color orange, the spiritual interpretation, is constructivity and joy, yoga, aspirations of the self. Now this constructivity and joy means that you're experiencing, you're constructive in how you experience this joy in all your social affairs and all of your experiences, that the joy is released at a very, very high level of consciousness. It is a constructive joy that does not destroy. It's not at the expense of others or at the expense of the elements in that. It's something that is building up from those things. It's a superior joy. It's beyond happiness. You see, it's a joy, a constructive joy. And yoga means it's a high union. The emotions give you an ability to feel part of or to be in union with things. And so you're seeking this being part of, to be in union with your friends, to be sociable. See, it gives you a sociable feel. And the aspiration of self means you want to know the real self. This releases the ability to get the experience and feel the real self. The real self. To feel the real self in action. In mind and in action. See, in yellow and in red. To see the mind in action is a joy. But if you have these beautiful goals and they're not in action, then you know how the joy goes? You have this great idea, and then you decide, this is what I'm going to do. You put your will on it, you make a plan, you make a goal. See, but if you don't take any action, there's no joy, there's no happiness in it. It's like frustration. When am I going to get this done? Oh, I want to get this done. You know, you want, and you're willing, but you don't take the action. Well, you must take the action. See, action and the mind together give joy, and they give aspiration. To know the true self, to be and experience the true self with all others. And yourself is part of myself, and one self, there is only one self. Red. Red at the spiritual level is emotion, feeling, love, sensuous body, passion. Emotion, feeling, love, sensuous body, passion. Now this is not the carnal passions that we're talking about. This is the passion of God, the passion of love. You know what the passion of God's love is? It's unconditioned acceptance in the presence of all things, irregardless of what that life stream has done, that entity has done. God's love is accepting right now. When you're giving that kind of love, you're totally accepting. You see, a friend is someone that knows you and still likes you. That's a nice description of love there. You see, that's an expression of the love. It's someone that says, I love you, and then doesn't accept certain things you do, and says, I don't like that, is then dividing you, aren't they? Love is a uniting, an adhesive, a bringing together, a magnetic force. And so in the red, we have this beautiful emotion and feeling of love, and the sensations over the body. You get the feeling of vibrance to the body. Music's playing, you feel it in your body. Someone's talking, you feel it in your body. You're close to someone that you love. You feel that in your body. You have sensations in the body. Pardon me. And these sensations, they stimulate your sight, your hearing, your smell, your taste, your feelings. It gives you that heightened clairsensory. And then passion. You know what passion is? Action. See, it's a movement, dynamic movement. See, it's full physical movement. That the whole physical body, the whole movement of it, the whole action of it is all together. That's passion, when you have it all centered there. And so that's the type of passion we're talking about. And when you have that passion for God, the passion for God's work, and the passion for life, see, there's an exhilarance, an exuberance that flows in it. Now these last two colors, which I do not have written on the board here, is brown and black. And I'm going to ask you to eliminate all brown clothing and all black clothing from your wardrobe at this particular time. If you've got some expensive things and you're really attached to them, you should get rid of them. But I'm not going to tell you that. That would be the ideal state, is not to have any attachment to them. Turn them over for whatever cash or that you can get out of them, or just get rid of them. But they are whatever you have on your body is a reflection of your aura and your inner consciousness. And the brown is too grounding for those that want to have spiritual powers. And if you want to associate with brown and black, you will not have true spiritual power. You will not have the pureness of light. You will not have the perfection and the holy breath of God blowing in you. You'll be ground to the earth. You'll be ground to power seeking and all of these kind of things. So the brown means materiality, attachment, sense consciousness, and pleasure, coldness, indifference, physical comfort, worldliness. Materiality means you're stuck with material things. You always have to have, I've got to have my chair, I've got to have my bed, I've got to have my car, my stuff. And if you got a lot of stuff, then you have to have a place to keep all your stuff. It's attachment. See, you want to be free. How can you have a freedom when you're attached? So that's why you're throwing the brown out. You don't want attachment. You don't want all of this senses over your body and the pleasure of satisfying your senses. Going out and looking at things you like to look at or listening to things, tasting the things you like or smelling the things you always like or out there feeling all the time. You know, if you're doing that, you're grounding yourself to elements. And you're associating more with elements and you're feeling things coming off those elements. It's just like someone going down and bowing down in front of the statue, and pretty soon they transfer enough mana and life force and draw enough force to that. If they feel something from it, next thing you know, they're worshiping the statue, you see. Well, people are worshiping the material things in the same way, you see. When you become attached to those things and get into the feelings, you want to take and have the pleasure of that all the time, and you begin to worship at the feet of that sense. It means it grounds you out. You can't get by without doing that. If you want to master your sense of touch, don't touch anybody for a week. If you want to master your taste, eat all bland foods. Don't drink any juices or anything. Just drink water and eat barley, pressed barley, and don't put any seasoning or anything on it. Just eat everything plain. Don't put any seasoning, no spiciness to it. Keep it as very bland. You'll master the taste. Begin to use a fragrance, a musk, or something to center your scent so that you're not smelling other things. Gaze on the all instead of looking at individual forms. That's how you master the eyes. And as you open to all in the hearing, that's how you master the hearing. And then you can pick the point you want instead of letting it pick you. Brown is materiality, attachment, sensuous, consciousness and pleasure, coldness, indifference. So you can be very cold, very indifferent. See, it's the same. It's the same for everybody. They're all thinking the same thing I'm thinking. They're all feeling the way I do. I just know everybody does this. You know, that's an indifferent statement because that doesn't leave individual expression. That's a very foolish statement to make. It's a separate statement. Physical comfort. Oh, I have to be comfortable. I'll tell you, sit on a floor and don't use your chairs for a while, and you'll see how attached you are to the chair. You see, oh, I have to have my chair a certain way. I have to be comfortable. You're trying to get comfortable all the time. You'll never be comfortable until you decide this is what you're to do, physical body, and you command the body. But it's to, I want to feel, you know, you get that sensuous, oh, this is a great chair. This is a great thing. All that kind of stuff. Worldliness. See, the brown binds you to the world and the worldliness. And it doesn't give you the power of the kingdom, the power of God, which is at hand and within yourself. And it makes you depend upon the world for things. The last one is black. Black voids out consciousness. Black is a void. It's unmanifest. It's darkness. It's malice, it's black magic, it's power seeking to dominate others. It's void. Now if you use black, you're voiding things. Now there's one part of the path when you get further on that you can use the black diamond, which is the clarity of the illusion, the clarity of the unmanifest, the ability to use that power from the crystal state, you see. But if you put white in black, black takes away white and starts diluting it towards black, you see. It's on manifest. It's darkness. You know, people wear black, they want to hide. You know, ladies wear black stockings to hide their big legs sometimes, you see. They wear black clothes to look slimmer. So they're creating illusion. They're not facing reality. Men wear black suits to do the same thing, you see. And if you notice, there's a one section of the business area that's a power section. They wear black or the darkest of blues or the darkest of green or the closest to black of the color. They even get automobiles like that, you know. And if you look at it, it's a very depressing color. It depresses everything else so you can have your way, you see. It's darkness. It's like ignoring things. And see, if things have been slipping away from you, you've been forgetting things, you're slipping into darkness. If you feed darkness, darkness will come around. If you don't feed it, you aren't fed by it, then there will be no flow there. If you consume the higher vibrations, there'll be a beautiful flow. It's malice. It wants to get even, wants to take the identity, it wants to annihilate the other, so it can be total. Black magic. It does things for its own purpose and not for the purpose of the good of all. Oh, I've got such a righteous purpose. My purpose. And it may be the highest purpose, but it's my purpose, and it's for me, and I don't care if the rest get it or not, you see. And if I have to take a few heads, I'll take it. No more. One tape. It's power seeking to dominate others. The black wants to dominate others. Other forms, other persons, other places, other things. It's looking for dominance. So the black is void, unmanifest, darkness, malice, black magic, power seeking to dominate others. I want to thank you for participating today in this astrophysics class, the second month, the first lesson, the interpretations of this bridge. Write them down clearly. Go rewrite your notes today, sometime, so that you have them nice and clear, so you can put this by your bed, or where you shave, or put on your makeup, or where you're going to work, or something like that. If you're on a bus or something, you put it in your newspaper and look at it there. People will think you're looking at the newspaper, and you could be studying at that time, so that you don't feel strange from all the other people you're standing on the subway with, or the bus, or in the room waiting to go to work, whatever the case may be. Thank you. May God's great and Holy Spirit guide you. May you live and move and have your being in the light. Blessings of light.